This is New Beginning, Volume 26, Issue 2, March, April 2013. New Beginnings is brought to you by the St. Mary's County Board of Commissioners, Francis Jack Russell, Lawrence Jarbo, Cynthia Jones, Todd Morgan, and Daniel Morris. The publisher of the newsletter is Lori Jennings Harris, who is the director of the Department of Aging and Human Resources. The editor is Taylor Gregg. New Beginnings is published bimonthly by the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. Articles may be reprinted from this newsletter, but must be attributed to the SMCDA and HS New Beginning. To receive a paper copy of this newsletter through the United States Mail, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Editorial submissions should be sent to St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, Post Office Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland 20650. In this particular issue of the newsletter, we have the following articles. These women's lives and works, which span the centuries of American history and come from different cultural and ethnic backgrounds. Another article is, as St. Mary's grows, so does the number of drivers on the road and the number of accidents. And there is a chance to do something about this. Another article is concerning the Southern Maryland Caregivers Conference. And another one is on mental health and heart health. Also, an updated understanding of veterans' benefits and celebrating that Irish Day at the various senior activity centers. The director's letter this month by Lori Jennings Harris, who is the director of the Department of Aging and Human Services. And it is, March is Women's History Month, and the Library of Congress, National Archives and Records Administration, National Endowment for the Humanities, National Gallery of Art, National Park Service, Smithsonian Institution, and United States Holocaust Memorial Museum join in paying tribute to the generations of women whose commitment to nature and the planet have proved invaluable to society. Women's History Month had its origins as a national celebration in 1981 when Congress passed Public Law 97-28, which authorized and requested the President to proclaim the week beginning March 7, 1982, as Women's History Week. Throughout the next 5 years, Congress continued to pass joint resolutions designating a week in March as Women's History Week. In 1987, after being petitioned by the National Women's History Project, Congress passed Public Law 100-9, which designated the month of March 1987 as Women's History Month. Between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the President to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. Since 1995, Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama have issued a series of annual proclamations designating the month of March as Women's History Month. This year's theme for Women's History Month focuses on women's education and empowerment. The National Women's History Project describes the theme as Women Inspiring Innovation Through Imagination, Celebrating Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. The Women's History Month website reads, although women now outnumber men in American colleges nationwide, the reversal of the gender gap is a very recent phenomenon. The fight to learn was a valiant struggle waged by many tenacious women across years and across cultures in our country. The National Women's History Project announced the honorees for National Women's History Month 2013. The 18 women chosen for all extraordinary visionaries and role models in the STEM fields where women are still noticeably underrepresented. The 2013 honorees represent a remarkable range of accomplishments and a wide diversity of specialties, including medicine, robotics, computer programming, atmospheric chemistry, architecture, and primatology. These women's lives and work span the centuries of American history and come from different cultural and ethnic backgrounds. We are proud to honor them and all women seeking to advance these important fields. These women are Hattie Elizabeth Alexander, born in 1901 and died in 1988. She was a pediatrician and microbiologist. Marilyn Barrett, born in 1954. She is a K-12 STEM educator. Patricia Ara Bath, born in 1942, ophthalmologist and inventor. Elizabeth Blackwell, born in 1821 and died in 1910. She was a physician. Catherine Burr Blodgett, she was born in 1898 and died in 1979. She was a physicist and inventor. Edith Clark, born in 1983 and died in 1959. Her field was electrical engineering. Rita R. Cowell, born in 1934. She was a molecular microbial ecologist and scientific administrator. Diane Fossey, born in 1932 and died in 1985. She was a primatologist and naturalist. Susan Gerby, born in 1945, a molecular cell biologist. Helen Grenier, born in 1967. She's a mechanical engineer and roboticist. Grace Murray Hopper, born in 1906, died in 1992, a computer scientist. Olga Frances Linares, born in 1936. She's an anthropologist and archaeologist. Julia Morgan, born in 1872 and died in 1957, was an architect. Louise Pierce, born in 1885, died in 1959. She was a physician and pathologist. Gerald Piper, born in 1955. She is a mathematician. Mary G. Ross, born in 1908 and passed away in 2008. She was a mechanical engineer. Susan Solomon, born in 1956. She is an atmospheric chemist. And Flossie Wong Stahl, born in 1946. She's a virologist and molecular biologist. The Department of Aging and Human Services recognizes and appreciates the valuable contributions made by the many women from our past, in our present, and in our future. St. Mary's County Triad SALT, that's Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, is a partnership of three entities, law enforcement, senior citizens, and community groups. The sole purpose of Triad is to promote senior safety and to reduce the unwarranted fear of crime that seniors often experience. Defensive driving for seniors. As St. Mary's County grows, so does the number of drivers on the road and the number of accidents. Sometimes it's difficult to navigate the influx of traffic and ever-changing traffic patterns. Learn what it means to be a defensive driver, including how to navigate intersections safely, drive through work zones, and drive in traffic with large trucks. Also, learn the best way to defend yourself in a crash and learn about the latest safety features in automobiles. This presentation will be held twice on Monday, March the 25th at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Law for a Senior Activity Center, with lunch being served at 11:30 a.m. And to sign up, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1657. The second session or seminar will be on Friday, April the 19th at 2013 at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The time is 1 o'clock p.m. Lunch will be served at 11:45 a.m. And to sign up, call 301-475-4002, extension 1002. This presentation will be by Myra Lehman, who is the Manager of Safety Services of the Mid-Atlantic Foundation for Safety and Education. This is a nonprofit group affiliated with AAA Mid-Atlantic. Certified Driver Improvement Program Instructor and Certified Child Passenger Safety Technician is also held by Myra Lehman. So please join us for a hearty lunch before the presentation. You must register for lunch at least one day in advance. A suggested donation of $5.50 is requested from those 60 and older, and from all others, $5.50 is required. Celebrating the County Family Caregiver. This is an article by Rebecca Kessler, the Division Manager of Home and Community-Based Services. On November the 16th, 2012, the Department of Aging and Human Services celebrated the 5th Annual Family Caregivers Breakfast at the James A. Forrest Career and Technology Center in honor of November being National Family Caregivers Month. The event included a delicious breakfast prepared by the Forrest Center culinary students, an inspirational and motivating message delivered by community leader Carrie Verbic Boggs, and a joyous musical presentation by the members of the King's Christian Academy Chamber Choir. A memorable time was had by all. Believe in yourself, protect your health, reach out for help, and stand up for your rights. The National Family Caregiver Support Program and the County In-Home Services Program offer small respite grants to families who are caring for an aging family member. The grant is used to hire a caregiver of the family's choosing to provide a short break caring for their loved one. Grants are also available for seniors 60 years of age and older caring for a grandchild under 18 years of age. Eligibility requirement is that you be at least 60 years of age. To learn more about this program, call Stacy Prinky at 301-475-4200, extension 1056, or you can email Stacy at Stacy@prinky at stmarysmaryland.com. There is an activity committee forming at the Garvey Senior Activity Center for the third Thursday every month beginning March the 21st from 10 to 11 a.m. The Garvey Senior Activity Center programming staff is looking for volunteers to serve on an activity committee. The purpose of the committee is to provide information, recommendations, and resources to the programming staff, including input received from Garvey Senior Activity Center participants regarding programming and activity preferences, and sharing time and talent with the center in order to expand our activity offerings. Individuals wishing to serve on the committee should submit an activity committee interest survey prior to the first meeting on March the 21st. To learn more or request the interest survey, please call Brandy Tully at 301-475-4200, extension 1062. The 21st Annual Southern Maryland Caregivers Conference is being held on Friday, April the 26th, 2013, at the Richard R. Clark Senior Center in Lafayette, Maryland. Whether you are assisting with the care of a frail spouse, parent, friend, or other relative, caring for an older adult is a labor of love. Designed for the family caregiver, this one-day event is a wonderful opportunity to enrich your knowledge and skills in caring for older people. The $20 conference fee includes a continental breakfast, lunch, conference materials, exposure to service providers in the exhibition area, and the opportunity to attend professionally presented educational sessions on the following topics. And the topics are community services for caregiving families, caring for individuals with dementia, medication management, caregiver coping strategies, paying for long-term care, what's new in Medicare coverage, palliative care, the plan of care, managing chronic illness at home, safe caregiving, techniques and equipment options, fitness and caregiving, medical orders for life-sustaining treatment, and skin tips on bathing, incontinence, and pressure sores, and finally, a heart-healthy diet. This conference is sponsored by the Charles County Department of Community Services Division, the Calvert County Office on Aging, the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, and the Geriatrics and Gerontology Education and Research Program at the University of Maryland at Baltimore. To learn more or to receive a registration brochure by mail, please contact Cindy Olmstead at 301 934-0128, or a DC Metro number is 301-870-3388, extension 5128. Or you can email Cindy at olmstedc, as in Charles, at charlescounty.org. To inquire about a scholarship opportunity to attend this conference, please contact Rebecca Kessler, the Division Manager of the Home and Community-Based Services, St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, and you can call Rebecca at 301-475-4200, extension 1061, or you can email her at Rebecca.Kessler, that's K-E-S-S-L-E-R, at stmarysmaryland.com. Focus on Fitness. This is an article by Alice Allen, the Division Manager of the Senior Center Operations. Are you a woman taking care of others? Historically speaking, women are many times the caregivers of others, whether as a mom caring for and raising children, or as a caregiver for ill family members or a spouse. And as you know, this is very demanding and stressful. It is most important to take care of yourself so that you can effectively take care of others. Did you know that regular exercise is one of the best things you can do for yourself? Not only does it burn calories and tone muscles, but it is an important tool to reduce stress. Everyone experiences stress in their lives, in varying amounts, of course. Stress, if not relieved, can lead to a host of health problems, including impairment of your immune system. Recently, an Indiana University experiment found that exercise is an important way to reduce stress and anxiety. Researchers found that volunteer exercises reported feeling less anxious up to 2 hours after having participate in just a 20-minute session on an exercise bike. How can exercise help lessen stress and anxiety, you ask? Brain chemicals such as serotonin that encourage positive mood are enhanced by exercise. Additionally, exercise raises the core body temperature, which helps the body relax, similar to taking a good soak in a hot tub of water. If you are already exercising regularly, good for you. Keep up the good work. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable place to exercise, check out the classes that are available at your nearby senior activity center. A variety of fitness classes are available, including low-impact aerobics, arthritis exercise, yoga, strength training, enhanced fitness, Zumba, Tai Chi for arthritis, and more. For those who like to work out on their own exercise, exercise equipment is available free of charge at the Garvey, Loeffler, and Northern Senior Activity Centers. Whatever you choose, know that you are being good to yourself by being physically active. To learn more about fitness classes offered by the Department of Aging and Human Services, please call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Tai Chi for arthritis, the extension movements. This is held at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Mondays, March the 11th through April the 29th from 1:30 p.m. until 2:15 p.m. Medical studies confirm Tai Chi for arthritis relieves pain, reduces falls, and improves quality of life. This class is a continuation from Tai Chi for arthritis, the core movements. Students will learn new movements and learn how to incorporate the Tai Chi principles into practice. A prerequisite for this class is that you must have taken Tai Chi for arthritis, the core movements, before you can take the Tai Chi for the extension movements. This is an 8-week session that must be taken prior to signing up for this particular course. To register, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Friday morning softball is held at Mazinski Park in Leonardtown, and this is the field in front of Leonard Hall Recreation Center. This is on Fridays beginning April the 26th at 10 o'clock a.m. Spring is in the air, and it's time to dust off that bat and glove and head out to Mazinski Park for a pickup game of softball. Ages 50 and above are welcome. Call the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1062, to learn more. Zumba is held at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center Mondays at noon. The cost is $30 for a fitness card, and that's good for 10 classes. This popular low-impact aerobic dance class set to Latin rhythms meets weekly at Loughborough. Instructor Pat Whitmer leads you through dance steps, making fitness fun. There is no need to pre-register, just drop by and wearing your comfy clothes, your exercise shoes, and bringing your water bottle. Try your first class for free, then purchase a fitness card to continue. Yes, Cycling is held at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Fellow cyclists will be meeting for extended ventures as a group outing. The YES, which stands for Youthful Energetic Senior Cycling Program, will meet on the following dates. March the 1st at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 11 o'clock a.m., and you will ride the northern part of the Three Notch Trail, which is 6 to 8 miles. March the 13th, you will meet at Bagot Park at 11 a.m. and ride the southern part of the Three Notch Trail, which is 10 to 12 miles. On April 5th, you can meet at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 10 a.m. for a maintenance review of bikes and then ride the northern part of the Three Notch Trail at 11 o'clock a.m. And at April the 17th, you would meet at the Indian Head Rail Trail at 10 a.m. and ride to White Plains and return to the Indian Head Rail Group, Rail Trail. And that is a round trip which totals 26 miles. If you're interested, contact Dan Donahue at 301-884-0163 to learn more about the YES Cycling Program. Mental health and heart health. This is an article by Matthew Reisdorf, who is with the Department of Aging and Human Services, the Treatment and Prevention Coordinator. We all know the rules of basic health and heart health. Exercise regularly, eat healthy, drink in moderation, don't smoke, do this, don't eat that, and the list goes on and on. The list of consequences is just as overwhelming. Heart attack, hypertension, arrhythmia, atherosclerosis. It just seems that there is rarely a shortage of new science, research, friends, and family dedicated to enlightening us with a list of better lifestyle choices we ought to be making to improve our health. Unfortunately, the result is often a daunting menu of do's and don'ts that leaves us questioning whether our quality of life is truly improved. So take a deep breath, pause, exhale, and remember to smile. You should know it is equally important to focus on your peace of mind and mental health. But the impact of mental health is not just significant for people who receive a diagnosis and clinical treatment, whether they suffer from anxiety disorders or the psychotic disorders that we have more traditionally associated with mental illness. Nor is the connection between mental health and heart health simply a behavioral connection. It is increasingly clear that there is a psychological connection too, that the biological and chemical factors that trigger mental health illness also directly affect the heart. Think about it. We all deal with stress. While certain amounts of stress and anxiety are normal, even useful, each of us is faced with more stress and more anxiety. As we grow older, the stress becomes even greater, with far-reaching consequences. These stressors can come from work, family, or current health issues. Likely, it's a combination, and especially if you have children. When stress and anxiety exceed our ability to cope, troubles begin. The effects of prolonged stress and an overtaxed system can be harmful to your heart's health in many ways. Well, what can you do? A. You can identify the stressors in your life and the degree to which they affect you. B. Monitor yourself and your loved ones, especially those who are dealing with heart disease or stroke and are so much more prone to anxiety and depression. C. Remember to talk about your feelings, not just physical, but also mental. talk to your health care provider and your friends and family, too. They can help or refer you to help. D. Cut yourself some slack. It's okay to ask for help, whether it's from a friend, a practitioner, or a therapist. There is still a stigma about seeing a therapist, but it can be truly one of the healthiest things we can do for ourselves. And E, while you're talking about your feelings, build a broader emotional vocabulary. Did you know that we have 3,000 words for emotions, yet most people use only a dozen to describe how they feel, over half of which are negative? Don't forget to feel encouraged, blessed, eager, intrigued, and even festive. And last, learn to relax and enjoy and be in the moment. If you need help, it is available. You can call the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services and speak to Cynthia Brown at 301-475-4200, extension 1846. Or you can call the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Southern Maryland. That number is 301-737-1988. Or last, you can call Maryland, the National Treatment Referral Line. You can just dial 211. The National Treatment Referral Line is 1-800-662-4357. Nutrition Corner by Diana Taggart. Charles M. Schultz of Peanuts fame once said, "All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt." Actually, a little chocolate every day can help your cardiovascular system by lowering blood pressure and improving blood flow. It can help lower your risk of a stroke. Chocolate can be a good source of flavanols, fiber, and minerals with increasing amounts like the darker chocolate. At the heart of every chocolate product is the cocoa bean. It is actually a legume within a pod which grows on the cocoa tree. After being fermented, roasted, and ground, it becomes cocoa powder and cocoa butter. The bean is 54% fat, but its type of fat does not raise LDL cholesterol. Thus, it is heart-friendly. Dark chocolate has a higher amount of chocolate liquor, and so has more flavanols. These powerful antioxidants help fight disease. Just 4 squares of Hershey's Extra Dark Chocolate contains 420 megagrams of flavanols, which is greater than the amount in 4 cups of green tea, or 1.5 glasses of red wine, or 3 quarters of a cup of blueberries. Just 1 tablespoon of cocoa powder contains 2 grams of fiber. So eating chocolate can be a part of a healthy diet, just as long as it is taken in moderation. Please join me at the various centers in May for more information about chocolate. Learn about the long history of chocolate. Did you know the Mayans were the first chocolate aficionados, using it as a restorative, mood-enhancing cure-all? Did you know the myth about chocolate causing acne is just not true? In fact, studies have shown that it can have a beneficial impact on skin health. So come on out and learn more about the other top myths about chocolate. Join me in a tasting party as we sample various percentage of cocoa. Can you handle 70% of cocoa, or is a 35% more your speed? Did you know that white chocolate has very little cocoa? I hope to see a lot of you in May. In the meantime, enjoy some chocolate. The following presentations by Donna Taggart are as follows. In March, learn about painkillers in your pantry. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. on March the 6th. At the Garvey Senior Activity Center, 10:45 on March the 13th. And at the Law for Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m. on March the 27th. In April, the feature will be Protein Intake, Key to Healthy Living. At the Northern Senior Activity Center, that will be on April the 3rd at 10:45 a.m. The Garvey Senior Activity Center, April the 10th at 10:45 a.m. And the Law for Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. on April the 24th. Educational opportunities. Updated understanding of veterans' benefits. This is going to be held at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, March the 19th at 12:30 p.m. Navigating the Veterans Benefits Program can be time-consuming and frustrating. If you are a veteran, spouse, or family member who has questions about benefits, Nora Batchelder is the answer. Ms. Batchelder is a benefits specialist with the Maryland Department of Veterans Administration. Her vast experience and knowledge will guide you through the programs. Every day, Nora meets with veterans and their families who are unaware of benefits they are entitled to. She makes it her mission to inform and educate those who so bravely serve. Please sign up for this session by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001, before noon on Monday, March the 18th. In Full Bloom Gardening Series, this is going to be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on the following dates. On Tuesday, April the 23rd at 10 a.m., there will be spring gardening tips. On Friday, April the 26th at 10 a.m., they will be getting started with herbs. On Tuesday, April the 30th at 10 a.m., there will be container gardening. So spring is in the air, and now is the time to begin thinking about your spring garden. In cooperation with the University of Maryland Extension, St. Mary's Master Gardeners will present talks on spring gardening tips, container gardening, and getting started with herbs. Advanced sign-up is required when registering. Indicate which session or sessions you would like to attend by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. The AARP Driver Safety Class will be held at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, April the 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Cars have changed and so have the traffic rules, driving conditions, and roads you travel every day. Some drivers age 50 plus have never looked back since they got their first driver's license, but even the most experienced benefit from brushing up on their driving skills. In this course, participants can expect to learn current rules of the road, defensive driving techniques, and how to operate your vehicle more safely in today's challenging driving environment. AARP membership is not required to take the course. There is no test to pass. The course is $12 for AARP members and $14 for non-members. Please make checks payable to AARP. For additional information on the AARP Driver Safety Class, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Stewards of the Earth. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, April the 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This day will feature continuous video presentation of the planet Earth as you have never seen it before. Stop by an animal display table, taste boot track snacks, and check out recycled artwork that showcases the imagination of materials found local artists. At 10 o'clock a.m., upscale your own creative artwork from recycled items that will be provided. Follow along with an instructor that will guide you step by step. Take home your trashin work of art or donate to the Senior Center for display. Make your lunch reservation before noon on Friday, April the 19th by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001, or you can stop by the front desk at the Northern Senior Activity Center to sign up. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and over and $5.50 for others. The book discussion group will meet at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesdays, March 13th and April the 10th. Both dates it will be at 10:30 a.m. In March, the group will discuss The Kitchen House by Kathleen Grissom. The novel is about a white servant girl who violates the order of plantation society. She unleashes a tragedy that exposes the worst and best in the people she has come to call her family. In April, the group will discuss Four Perfect Pebbles by Lila Pearl and Marion Blumenthal Lausanne. This true story is a harrowing and often moving account of the co-author's families to struggle to survive the Holocaust. To learn more about this discussion group, please call 301 475-4200, extension 1072. There will be scripture study at the Lawthor Senior Activity Center Fridays, March the 8th, March the 22nd, April the 5th, and April the 19th. And all dates, it starts at 10 a.m., and this study is free. Scripture study meets twice a month at Lawthor. This class is open to anyone who wants to find comfort, guidance, happiness, and an improved prayer life through the use of the Bible. Though Christian-based, this class does not lean toward any particular denomination. All are welcome. There is no need to sign up. Just stop in. Bibles are available for your use. To learn more about this class, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. The book club will meet at the Lawford Senior Activity Center on March the 8th and again on April the 11th. Both dates, it's at 12:30 p.m. and it is free. In January and February, the Lawford Book Club has been reading parts 1 and 2 of Fall of the Giants by Ken Follett. In March and April, this epic book will continue to be the subject of discussion as parts 3 and 4 take center stage. Anyone who is interested is welcome to come, whether or not you've read the current selection. Enjoy a lovely discussion with others who have read it. Call the center at 301-737-5670, extension 1658, to learn more. Following are some special events at the various senior centers. All Lawthor's Irish Pub at the Lawthor Senior Activity Center on Friday, March the 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. This is a ticketed event, and the suggested donation is $8. Make merriment and memories at Lawthor's Irish Pub on Friday, March the 15th, 2013. Advance tickets are required. This popular event will find you enjoying live music of David Norris, plus the fun, games, and near beer you might find in an Irish pub. The meal provided by Fitz Food consists of ham, potatoes, cabbage and carrots, cornbread, and more. Take part in a limerick contest and the likes of what else you cannot imagine. Don't forget to wear green or you may risk getting a pinch. Call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 to learn more. Lunch with the Leprechaun. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, March the 15th at noon. A special appearance is made by Mr. Don H. as a leprechaun who will join us for lunch. This is a wonderful way to remember St. Patrick's Day by getting your picture taken with our charming guest. The lunch menu is an Irish meal featuring ham and cabbage, parsley potatoes, fruit salad, and apple crumb pie. Make your lunch reservations before noon on Thursday, March the 14th by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The cost for lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for all others. Wearing of the Green Bash at O'Garvey. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Thursday, March the 14th. Lunch will be at noon, and the music begins at 12:30 p.m. For the luck of the Irish, join us at our annual St. Patrick's Day Bash. Enjoy a meal of tossed salad with dressing, shepherd's pie, seasoned cabbage, shortbread cookies with mint chocolate chip ice cream, apple juice, milk, coffee, or tea. Irish tunes to be performed by John Pomerville, singer of traditional Celtic, Irish, and Scottish pub tunes. Cost for lunch is a donation for those 60 and above and $5.50 for those under the age of 60. To make reservations, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. And remember to wear your lucky green. Easy Listening Lounge Easter Special. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, March the 20th at 11:45 a.m. through 1 p.m. This performance series showcases local artists in a social and casual atmosphere. Listen to hymns and music by Pastor Abraham Thomas, wife Priscilla, and family. The lounge will be spaced near the stage set area with quiet tables for the most attentive listeners. All lounge attendees will receive a special mini Easter basket table with a pasta primavera lunch. Get your meal ticket at 11:30 a.m. with lunch served at 11:45 a.m. Make your reservation for this event before noon on Thursday, March the 21st by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and over. For all others, it's $5.50. A special donation collection for our guests will be taken by the staff. The second annual used book sale will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, April the 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Donate your used books to the Garvey Senior Activity Center's used book sale fundraiser. All funds raised will go towards special events and entertainment at center events. Books for all ages are welcome. Hardcovers, paperback, and books on tape in good condition are appreciated. To make a donation, drop off your items at the Garvey Senior Activity Center from April the 7th through the 19th. You can shop at the book sale on Wednesday, April the 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Nina Dandy Cruise will be on Friday, May the 10th, 2013. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services is sponsoring a cruise aboard the Nina Dandy on Friday, May the 10th of 2013. Cruise along the Potomac and dine while viewing the Washington Monument, Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials, the Kennedy Center, Watergate, Washington Harbor, Georgetown, and many other beautiful landmarks. The cost is $90 per person, which includes the cruise, with your choice of selected entrees and the drinks are non-alcoholic, motor coach transportation, tips for the wait staff and the bus driver, and travel snacks. For more information on this cruise, call Wren at 301-475-4002, extension 1003. To reserve your space on the cruise, you must call by Friday, April the 19th. Reservation is made when payment is received. Payment can be made at any of the senior activity centers. No Foolin' will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, April the 1st at 10 a.m. What's that on your head? Some kind of crazy hat, I see. Where did you get it? No way. Don't say a word. It was your own creation, right? Or you purchased it just for April Fool's Day. Come show off your crazy hat and the prize will be awarded to the most unusual one. What's for lunch, you say? It's a surprise. Make your lunch reservation before noon on Thursday, March the 28th by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for all others. There will be a yard sale at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, April the 26th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Northern Senior Activity Center Council will be holding a yard sale that is open to the public on Friday, April the 26th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., rain or shine. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 29655 Charlotte Hall Road, Charlotte Hall, Maryland. Proceeds will benefit the Northern Senior Activity Center. Yard sale donations will be accepted. Please, no clothes, children's toys, or exercise equipment. It would also be appreciated if you would review your donations to ensure that they are saleable. Call Council President Pat Myers at 301-884-8714 to make arrangements for donation deliveries. There will be a trivia time game show at the Northern Senior Activity Center Friday, April the 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join us for a fun game show experience emceed by entertainer John Roberts. Everyone will have a chance to be part of this game experience where numerous people will be randomly picked from the audience to be contestants on stage and play for themselves and their tables. It will be a good fun testing your knowledge about movies, music, and TV, as well as a walk down memory lane with questions from favorite eras. The ticket price is $7, which includes lunch, game show entertainment, party favors, and snacks. Lottery tickets will be on sale for a chance for more winnings. Tickets are available at the Northern Senior Activity Center and need to be purchased by Wednesday, April the 3rd. To learn more, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. A luncheon theater entitled The Visitor and the Golden Door will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, April the 12th at 1 p.m. The Northern Stars Theater Group is doing a springtime production on Friday, April the 12th, starting at 1 o'clock p.m. These two skits will be light and entertaining for some giggles and chuckles. The Visitor is about a family visit and how well they hope it will go and how it really ends up. The Golden Door depicts the expectations of a woman applying for citizenship and how she and her rushed interviewer have many misunderstandings. Get your $4 ticket for the show and lunch before noon on Thursday, April the 11th, and you can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001 to get more information. Following are some trips and tours. The Infinity Theater in Annapolis, there will be a musical entitled Always Patsy Cline. This is going to be on June the 20th at 2013. There's nothing like a wonderful meal followed by amazing theater. We'll be enjoying the delightful atmosphere, service, and food of the Broadneck Grill, a Mexican cantina that is a favorite among Annapolis locals. Following a special buffet prepared for us, we will then slip over to the Infinity Theater Company, which is a new enterprise that provides professional New York City theater to Annapolis, Maryland, and delivers a high quality of New York City directors, designers, actors, and technicians to its state-of-the-art stage. The highly acclaimed musical tells the story of a fan who befriended Patsy Cline in 1961 at a Texas honky-tonk and the long-term correspondence that developed between the two right up until the singer's tragic death at age 30. Filled with country humor, touching moments, and even some audience participation, this show brings us right back to the sultry sound of the famous country legend as we once again listen to the songs that propelled her into the hearts of Americans during the 1960s. The cost for this trip is $80 and includes travel on a luxury motor coach, lunch at the Broadneck Grill, a full-length professional musical, all gratuities, including the tip for the bus driver, as well as a snack and water on the bus. The bus will depart from the Loeffler Center at 8 o'clock a.m., at the Garvey Center at 8:30 a.m., and 9 p.m. from the Northern Senior Center. Return will be approximately at 6 o'clock. Your spot is guaranteed when full payment is received. Payment can be made at any of the centers or by mail. To learn more about this trip to Annapolis, call Shelley Graziano at 301-737-5670, extension 1655, or you can email Shelley at Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A dot Graziano, G-R-A-Z-I-A-N-O, at stmarysmaryland.com. Catoctin Colorfest in Thurmont, Maryland, this is going to be October the 12th at 2013. Take a walk on the artsy-crafty side as we ride to this famous juried arts and crafts show that features 300 well-known and respected artists from across the United States. Recognized as one of the largest of its kind on the East Coast and beautifully situated at the base of the Catoctin Mountains in Frederick County, this event is also known for its artistic demonstrations and delicious variety of food. What better way to spend an autumn Saturday? This trip includes travel on a luxury motor coach, water, snack on the bus, and a bus driver trip. Lunch is on your own at any of the tempting spots located at the fest. Departure times are Loeffler 7 o'clock a.m., Garvey 7:30 a.m., and at the Northern at 8 o'clock a.m. Return time will be approximately 8 o'clock p.m. Your spot is guaranteed when you have made full payment, which can be made at any of the centers or by mail. To learn more, please call Shelley Graziano at 301-737-5670, extension 1655. This is an article on the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program written by Noreen Rowe, the RSVP Project Manager. The Women of RSVP. Of our more than 300 volunteers, 72% of them are women. In celebration of Women's History Month, we salute the women of RSVP. It's really no surprise that women form such a large percentage of our volunteer ranks, as so many women come from a division of service, from tending to the needs of their families, their homes, and their churches, to becoming active volunteers in our community. So we thank the women of RSVP for doing their part to make St. Mary's County such a great place to live. The majority of our volunteers are between the ages of 65 to 74 years old. Not only that, but 30% are 75 to 84 years of age, and almost 10% are 85 to 94 years of age. This means that a lot of our women volunteers are showing just how much energy, endurance, and staying power they have as they get older. I'm reminded of the 1971 advertising slogan for the hair coloring product Loving Care, which offered the encouraging perspective, "You're not getting older, you're getting better." Like a fine wine, we truly can get better with age. Maintaining a fresh perspective is what's important. Don't think you're over the hill, but ask yourself, what's on the other side of the hill? Don't allow yourself to think the best years of your life are behind you. Instead, ask yourself what exciting new opportunities lie just around the next bend in the road. The key is to maintain a forward-looking, enthusiastic attitude toward life that anticipates new and exciting things in your future. When we do this, we discover that aging is really just a state of mind. And then, instead of celebrating Women's History Month, we can celebrate Women's Living History Month, because each day we'll be creating a new chapter in the ever-unfolding story of our lives. The best is yet to come. As we fully come into our own and reach our stride, all the knowledge, skills, and experience we've gained over the years will come to fruition. We often find we have time to focus on the things that truly matter to us, to foster important relationships, and to share what we've learned with others who are embarking on the path of life. It's a time when we get to say thanks for all the blessings we've received and pass on our gratitude by being of service to others. To all who want to leave a legacy of service, both men and women, I invite you to join RSVP, where your legacy can grow and flourish. For more information on senior volunteer opportunities, call 301-737-5670, extension 1653, or you can email Noreen Rowe, Noreen.Rowe, at stmarysmaryland.com. The RSVP Volunteer Recognition Ceremony and Awards Banquet will be held on Wednesday, March the 20th at the Forest Technology Center in Leonardtown. Registration is from 3:15 to 4 p.m. The awards presentation is 4 to 5 p.m. and the banquet dinner is from 5 to 6 p.m. Closing remarks and gift distribution will be from 6 to 6:30 p.m. This year's RSVP Volunteer Recognition Ceremony and Awards Banquet will be held at the same location as last year, but at a new time. As some of you may remember from last year, a new parking policy at the Technical Center required that attendees park in outlying areas so students could park in front of the building. This was difficult for some of our seniors due to walking long distances. To avoid this problem, we are holding this year's event after students leave, allowing attendees to park directly in front of the building. So please be sure to arrive on time for registration at 3:15, but not prior to bus departures. Our awards program begins at 4 p.m. and dinner will be served from 5 to 6 p.m., followed by closing remarks and gift distribution from 6 to 6:30. This should allow everyone sufficient time to get home before dark. All active RSVP volunteers should have received their invitations in the mail by now. If you haven't, or if you have questions, please call 301 737-5670, extension 1650 or extension 1653. RSVP volunteers top the charge and they reap big rewards on investment. As we celebrate another year of accomplishments during our annual volunteer recognition ceremony and awards banquet, we once again have the opportunity to toot the horn of our more than 300 volunteers who served so tirelessly in 2012. At the time of this newsletter writing, we were still gathering volunteer hours for 2012. We had already surpassed the 27,000-hour mark with a value of more than $603,935 in volunteer service hours. We thank all our RSVP volunteers for making such an incredible contribution to our community. We also congratulate our county commissioners for making such a wise investment in RSVP, realizing a return on their investment that is well over 1,000%. Thanks to all volunteers for your incredible contribution, and thanks to our commissioners for their continuing support. Following are some more trips and tours planned for the coming months. There will be a Blue Crabs baseball game on Wednesday, May the 8th, 2013. The game time is 10:35 a.m. A ticket to the Senior Day brunch includes entrance to the game, access to the air-conditioned Legends Club room, which includes private restrooms, full wait staff, and available outside private seating. You will also have a two-hour all-you-can-eat brunch buffet of eggs, potatoes, muffins, bagels, fruit, sausage, bacon, coffee, tea, and soda. The cost is $23 per person. Your reservation is made when payment is received. Make checks payable to St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. Limited transportation is available, so please inquire when making reservations. Those providing their own transportation should meet at Regency Furniture Stadium no later than 9:45 a.m. For more information or to inquire about transportation, call Brandy Tully at 301-472-4200, extension 1062. Again, this game is Wednesday, May the 8th at 2013, and the game time is 10:35 a.m. Visit Shirley Plantation on the James River in Charles City Tavern. This is going to be on Thursday, September the 26th in 2013. Shirley Plantation is in Charles City, Virginia, and it's Virginia's first plantation established in 1613. It is one of America's oldest family-owned businesses and is still lived on by direct descendants of the same family since 1738. The mansion holds original family furnishings and portraits, and the grounds have many authentic buildings. While visiting Shirley, take a guided tour of the mansion. Take part in a special program hosted by a direct descendant of Shirley Plantation and have the opportunity to do a self-guided tour of the grounds. To learn more, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1062. After leaving Shirley Plantation, you will enjoy lunch at Charles City Tavern. The tavern is located in the heart of Virginia plantation country and is housed in a circa 1889 farmhouse that sits on a 2,000-acre working farm. Motor coach transportation will be provided. The details are being finalized. You can call 301-475-4200, extension 1062 for the cost. Your reservation is made when payment is received. Payment may be made at any county senior activity center or by mail to the department. There will be an Orioles bus trip to Camden Yard on Wednesday, May the 15th. The cost is $60. Wednesday, May the 15th is the day for the annual trip to see a major league ball game. The San Diego Padres will play the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore with a 12:35 p.m. start time for the game. Price of the trip is $60 per person and includes water and snacks both ways on the bus, transportation tip for the bus driver, and a ticket to the game. Your seat is reserved only when payment is received. Seats are located under cover, so we are protected from sun or rain. In case of extra innings, the bus will depart from the stadium by 4:15 p.m. For more information, please call Joyce Rahm at 301-737-5670, extension 1656 if you have any questions. Payment for this trip can be made at any senior activity center, and please remember that space is limited. There will be grand illumination at Williamsburg, Virginia. This is December the 7th through the 9th at 2013, and the cost is $610 for a double occupancy. Kickstart your Christmas season with a 3-day and 2-night trip to Colonial Williamsburg for Christmas sights and sounds. Again, the cost is $610 per person based on double occupancy. The bus leaves from Garvey Senior Activity Center Saturday morning at approximately 9 o'clock a.m., and the exact time will be determined at a later date. You will arrive in Williamsburg and enjoy lunch at a colonial tavern in the heart of historic Colonial Williamsburg. This trip will include a tasting visit to the Williamsburg Winery and an evening at Christmastown, the Bruce Garden celebration. Sunday, you can choose to start your day with Mass at St. Bede Catholic Church or with coffee at a local coffee shop. Later, there will be a guided tour of Colonial Williamsburg, starting with a film, The Story of a Patriot. Later, spend free time on your own visiting your choice of other buildings and museums included with your ticket or shopping in Merchant Square. The evening celebration in Colonial Williamsburg, the grand illumination, includes fireworks, musical entertainment, dancing, caroling, and dramatic presentations. All activities subject to availability and change at the time of reservation. The tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation, 2 nights accommodations, baggage handling, 2 deluxe continental breakfasts, 1 lunch, 2 dinners, all admissions and guide services, taxes, and tips. Cost per person, double occupancy, is $610. Call Joyce Rahm at 301-737-5670, extension 1656 to learn more. And a note, this trip includes activities which require considerable mobility, as the grounds in Williamsburg are often unpaved, and there's lots of walking on the 3 days of this trip. Following are some health and wellness opportunities. There will be health screenings at St. Mary's Hospital. This is being done by Health Connections. This is on Friday, March the 22nd, and again on Friday, April the 26th. So that's March the 22nd and April the 26th. Take advantage of free health screenings provided by MedStar at St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections. Each month features a different screening in addition to blood pressure screenings. In March, have a free glucose test done. In April, have a free bone density screening. March the 22nd, there will be glucose testing. On April the 22nd, there will be a bone density screening. The times and locations are as follows. The Lawco Senior Activity Center from 9 to 10 a.m. The Garvey Senior Activity Center from 11 to noon. The Northern Senior Activity Center from 1 to 2 p.m. Memories and Moods. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, April the 19th at 11 o'clock a.m. Think there's a connection between your mood and memory. You could be right. Studies find that a positive attitude, eating the right kinds of foods, and getting enough rest can put you in a good mood. And being in a good mood may be helpful to improving your memory. Learn more about improving your attitude. Sharing personal experiences will be encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. Sleep and Aging. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, March the 12th at 11 o'clock a.m. With the start of daylight saving times in early March, it is natural to experience changes related to sleep patterns. But how do you know when your sleep problems are becoming a problem? This discussion, led by Lisa Modersky, CRT, RPSGT, and RST, will address some of your sleep-related concerns. Topics to be discussed include sleep patterns in older adults, insomnia, sleep disordered breathing, for instance, sleep apnea and snoring, movement disorders such as restless leg syndrome, diagnosing and treating sleep disorders, and how to talk to your doctor about sleep concerns. Advanced sign-up is required, and this can be done by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. A Matter of Balance. This will be held at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Mondays, March the 11th through April the 29th from 10 a.m. till noon. A Matter of Balance is a nationally recognized award-winning time-tested program for people over 60 designed to help manage falls and increase activity levels. In this class, participants will learn to view falls and fear of falls as controllable, set realistic goals for increasing activity, make changes to reduce falls at home, and exercise to increase strength and balance. Classes are 2 hours in length and are held once a week for 8 weeks and are led by two trained coaches in the Matter of Balance program. All materials are provided. To sign up for this course, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050, and you must sign up no later than Friday, March the 8th. Lyme Disease Discussion and Support Group. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, April the 11th at 1 o'clock p.m. The Lyme Disease Discussion and Support Group meets quarterly at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Participants share personal experiences, explore medical reports, and updated information on Lyme disease that will be provided by the facilitator. Videos are occasionally shown. If interested in attending, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. There will be a wellness clinic at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Thursday, March the 7th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. The College of Southern Maryland nursing students will provide hands-on presentations on osteoporosis, heart attacks and strokes, and respiratory hygiene. Don't miss the germ detector tool used for hand washing etiquette. There will also be screenings for height, weight, vision, pulse oximetry, and blood pressure. Special presentations will be on reading food and drug labels, vitamins, fall prevention, and having a safe home for Alzheimer's persons. Walk-ins are welcome. The following nursing staff prepared meals information. The lunch connection and open mic at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center. You must arrive by 11:15 a.m. and lunch is served at noon. Reservations are required at least 2 weeks in advance, and the space is limited. And you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1652, or stop by the front desk to sign up. The cost of lunch is a donation for those 60 years of age and older, and $5.50 per person for others. An appreciation basket will be passed for the entertainers. A 50-50 raffle will also be held at each luncheon. Following are the times of the luncheons. On Tuesday, March the 12th, the Harmonies of the Folk Salad Trio will get your mood in the right place for enjoying an Irish feast. They will start with leprechaun punch and move to the main event, glazed corned beef with Irish soda bread, potatoes, carrots, cabbage, and Watergate cupcake for dessert. On Thursday, March the 28th, in keeping with the Irish theme, the menu is shepherd's pie, topped with mashed potatoes, fruit cup, zucchini, and frozen yogurt pie. On Tuesday, April the 9th, you can arrive in time to enjoy the music from Ben Connolly, a Loughborough favorite, and that begins at 11:30 a.m. with lunch served at noon. The menu is chilled grilled chicken kebab over a bed of field greens, oven-baked ratatouille, fruit salad, and surprise-filled cupcake. On Thursday, April the 25th, enjoy sausage peppers and potato casserole served with bread and butter, seasoned green beans, and pineapple stuffing for dessert. The Breakfast Cafe will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, March the 5th, and again on April the 2nd. Enjoy a morning treat of French toast with confectioner's sugar and bacon on March the 5th. April's breakfast features chipped beef gravy over biscuits. Breakfast is served with complimentary beverages of juice, coffee, hot tea, or cocoa. There is a $2 fee at sign-up, which is required 24 hours in advance. Make your reservation at the Northern Senior Activity Center by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. There will be a movie and luncheon at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The movie is Midnight in Paris. This will be on Tuesday, April the 9th. The movie starts at 10 o'clock a.m. with lunch being served at noon. Join the Garvey staff for a French à l'aperitif. This menu includes garden salad, quiche Lorraine, petite peas, carrots with lemon glaze, lemon bars and ice cream, milk, coffee, or tea. Prior to lunch, watch the romantic comedy Midnight in Paris about a family that goes to Paris because of business and two young people who are engaged to be married in the fall who have experiences there that change their lives. It's about a young man's great love for a city, Paris, and the illusion people have that a life different from theirs would be much better. To make reservations, call 301-475 extension 1050. Following are some creative expression classes at the various senior centers. There will be watercolor painting at the Northern Senior Activity Center Monday, April the 1st and April the 8th. Both days, it's from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. This follow-up series to Quick Draw will begin when sketching a related subject and finish with a watercolor painting. A refresher course in Quick Draw techniques will be a warm-up for this two-part series in drawing and painting. Beginners are welcome and intermediate students can continue working on their artistic skills and try watercolor painting. Wet on wet and dry brush techniques will be taught by resident art instructor Ren Williams. To sign up, call 301-475-4002 extension 1003 and you must sign up by Wednesday, March the 27th as space is limited. So when you call, do ask for a supply list. Some materials will be provided. You will make a matchstick border basket at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, April the 24th and Thursday, April the 25th. The times for both dates is 1 to 4 p.m. You can learn to weave a round basket and add a matchstick border. Finished basket is about 8 inches in diameter. There will be some choice of color. The cost for the kit and the class is $30. Payment must be received by Friday, April the 19th to reserve a spot in the class as space is limited. To learn more and to reserve your spot, call 301-475-4002 extension 1003. Flower pot wind chimes can be made at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, March the 20th at 10 o'clock a.m. Find your inner calmness while painting clay pots. String them together to create a peaceful wind chime to keep for yourself or give as a gift to a friend who might need some serenity in their life. The cost is $5 and payment must be received in advance. To sign up, call 301-475-4200 extension 1050. There will be a monthly craft at the Lawford Senior Activity Center. This is going to be Friday, March the 1st. This will be a hat organizer. This will be at 10:30 a.m. and the cost is $4. On Friday, April the 12th, there will be spring door decoration. Again, that's at 10:30 a.m. and the cost is to bring an umbrella and they will supply the rest. So begin the month of March by being organized and colorful at the same time. Paint a simple yardstick and clothespins in coordinating or exciting colors. Then glue the clothespins onto the yardstick. Now you have a hat organizer that is ready to mount in your closet, mudroom, or wherever you like to hang your hats. April is famous for showers and springtime, so we will celebrate both by decorating your front door with an arrangement of flowers peeking out of an umbrella. Sign up for these classes by stopping by the receptionist desk or by calling 301-737-5670 extension 1658 and you must sign up by Tuesday, the preceding date of the class. Yard, shred, and everything at Loeffler. This is at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Mondays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. It's free. Recently known as Knit and Crochet 2, our ever-expanding needle and hook lovers are branching out yet again. More fun with activities than ever. Yarn, thread, and everything, while continuing to join the pleasures of knitting and crocheting, now welcome the joy of embroidery, cross-stitch, and needlepoint. If you are new to any of these arts, tutoring is available at no charge. Stop in and see what the buzz is all about. To learn more about this class, call 301-737-5670. 5670, extension 1658. Project Linus at the Law for Senior Activity Center is March the 15th and April the 19th at 10 o'clock a.m. This group meets monthly under the direction of Debbie Rumpel and creates blankets and quilts for ill children. Share your talents while creating something comforting for a child in need. To learn more about Project Linus, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There will be a beginner's woodworking class at the Law for Senior Activity Center on Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. The cost is just the payment for supplies. Mr. Warren Brown is an accomplished and award-winning wood carver in our local area who has begun teaching this art form at Offer. Emphasizing safety and the importance of using the correct tools, Mr. Brown will start you off with a simple project. He will also go over with you the specific tools you will need, including a quality carving glove, as well as the techniques you will need to learn. Please bring a notebook and a number 2 pencil to the first class you attend. To sign up or to learn more, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Cards for Troops will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesdays, March the 12th and April the 16th at 1:30 p.m. This group makes homemade greeting cards using stamping and scrapbooking techniques. The cards are then sent to Cards for Soldiers, an organization that sends homemade greeting cards to soldiers stationed abroad to send back home to their family and friends for holidays and special occasions. For more information on how to become involved, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. So do you want to play cribbage? This is at the Law for Senior Activity Center on Fridays at 1 o'clock p.m. and it's free. Join the fun of playing cribbage at the Law for Senior Activity Center. This is the ideal two-person game. Fairly easy to learn, yet actual play is challenging enough to keep you on your toes. So let's see if you can keep up a good enough response so that the fun can continue. Call 301-737-5670, extension 1650 to learn more about cribbage. The AARP tax assistance is available at each senior center, activity center, and you can call 301-884-8370 to make an appointment. But please do not make any calls after 7 o'clock p.m. Appointments will be available at the following locations and times. At the Garvey Senior Center, Activity Center in Leonardtown on Tuesdays 9 a.m. to noon, Thursdays 2 to 4 p.m. At the Law for Senior Activity Center, Mondays 1 to 3 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to noon. And at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall, Tuesdays 9 to 11 a.m. and Thursdays 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. Senior Matters is an adult study group that's held at the Northern Senior Activity Center the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. The adult study group has returned to the Northern Senior Activity Center. This discussion group is a popular forum for talking about aging in a small group setting. The sessions are offered on Tuesdays twice a month with facilitator Elizabeth Holdsworth. Topics include issues pertinent to Southern Maryland seniors, such as health care, challenges of rural living, emotional issues, advanced directives, finance challenges, community resources, and etc. You can learn more or sign up by contacting the center at 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Following are some ongoing arts and crafts classes at the various senior centers. At the Garvey Senior Activity Center, there's Pens and Needles Stitching Group. It is self-directed. It's on Fridays from 12:30 p.m. It is free. Also, Card for the Troops. The instructor is Susan Peters. This is March the 12th and April the 16th at 1:30 p.m. That is free. The following are at the Law for Senior Activity Center. Yarn, Thread, and Everything. The instructor is Linda Graham. That's Mondays and Thursdays, 10 to 11:30 a.m. That is free. Decorating Committee. The instructor is Shelley Graziano. It's the first and third Mondays of the month, 2 p.m. That is free. Appliqué Tutor. That's on Mondays at 1 p.m. That is free. art classes, and the instructor is Shona Farrell. They have it on Tuesdays, but that date is full, and they have it on Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon, and the cost is for the supplies only. The Honeybee Quilters, the instructor is Jan Goings. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 10 a.m. to noon. That's free. Monthly Craft, the instructor is Tony Axel. That's Friday, March the 1st and Friday, April the 12th at 10:30 a.m., and the cost will vary. Needle and Thread, that's self-directed class on Thursdays, 9 a.m. to noon. That's free. Project Linus, Debbie Rumpel, on third Friday of the month, 10 a.m., that's free. And one-on-one tutoring, and the instructor is Tony Axel, and you must call 301-737-5670 to make an appointment, but that is free. At the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall, there is Simply Crafty, that's self-directed, it's daily, and the time is open, it's free. Open Pottery Studio, the instructor is Ben Williams, that's Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. to noon, that is, there's a fee for that class. Open Painting Studio, the instructor is Bren Williams, on Mondays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is free. Wednesday Work Pottery, the instructor is Pam King. This is the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month from 2 to 4 p.m., there is a fee for that class. Scrapbook Marathon, Barbara Sterling and Linda Brock, the third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m., that is free. Quilting, the instructor is Gina Alexander, second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 12:30 p.m., that is free. Dynamic Ceramics, instructor Nancy Norris, on Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. until noon, there is a fee for that class. The Northern Stars Theater Group, the instructor is Warren Williams, it's the first Friday of the month at 10 a.m., and the cost does vary. The following are some ongoing social events at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Beach Your Buddy Billiards is on Mondays from 1 to 3 p.m. It's free. Hand and Foot, the fourth Tuesday of the month, 12:30 p.m. That is free. OHEC, Thursdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. That is free. Double Pinochle, Tuesdays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. That is free. The Breakfast Cafe, Wednesdays. The time is to be decided. It's at 9 a.m. The dates are to be decided. The time is 9 a.m. The fee is $2. Western Mahjong, that's on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. That's free. Bridge, Thursdays, 10 a.m. free. Eastern Mahjong, Thursdays, 1 p.m. free. Bingo on Fridays, that's 10 o'clock a.m. The cost is $1.50. Following are ongoing social events at the Garvey Senior Center. Bingo, first and third Mondays of the month, 10 a.m. to noon, at cost is $1 to $3. Pitch, Wednesdays and Fridays, and also the second and fourth Mondays of the month, 10 a.m. to noon, that is free. Senior Vibes, first Tuesday of the month, 9:30 to 11:30, that is free. Pochino, the third Wednesday of the month, 10:30 a.m., that's for pennies. Bridge Club, Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is free. And you might want to call for more information on the Bridge Club at 301-475-4200-1050. Following are senior activities, are social events at the Lawford Senior Activity Center. Pinochle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., that's free. Canasta Pitch Club, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., that is free. Contract Bridge, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon, that is free. Dollar Bingo, March 5, 19, and 26, and also April 2nd, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. All dates, the time is 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. It's a dollar for three cards. Canasta, the second or fourth Wednesdays of the month, 1 to 4 p.m., that's free. Penny Bingo, March the 13th and April the 10th, 10:30 a.m. until noon, that's for pennies. The Chess Club meets on Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30, that's free. Cribbage on Fridays at 1 p.m., and that is also free. Following are some ongoing physical activities at all of the senior centers. This is at the Garvey Senior Center. There's fitness equipment available daily from 8 to 5 p.m. Wii Sports from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but you must call for availability at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Low Impact Aerobics Mondays, 8:30 to 9:30. There's a fee for that. Men's Strength Training Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. There's a fee for that. Enhanced Fitness Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10:45 to 11:45. There's a fee for that. Open Table Tennis Tuesdays, except for the first Thursday of the month. That's 10 a.m. until noon. That's free. Arthritis Foundation Exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9:30. That's free. Yoga for Everyone Tuesdays and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05. There's a fee for that class. Line Dancing Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Free. Clogging Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30. Free. Parkinson's Disease Exercise Group Thursday, 1:15 to 2 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45. There's a fee for that class. Video Aerobics, Fridays, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., and that is free. For the ones that there is a fee, that is simply buying a fitness card for $30 for 10 sessions. The following is at the Law for Senior Activity Center. Fitness equipment is available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. Wii Sports on a daily basis, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is free. Zumba on Mondays at noon, you need a fitness card. The Walking Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m., that is free. Arthritis Foundation, Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., that is free. Enhanced Fitness, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Mondays and Wednesdays, it's 2 to 3 p.m. On Wednesdays, it's 1 to 2. You need a fitness card. Strength Training, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11 a.m., you need a fitness card. Yoga, Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 to 11 a.m., you need a fitness card. Core and Abs on Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m., you need a fitness card. And Line Dancing on Fridays at 11 o'clock a.m., and that is free. The following fitness activities at the Northern Senior Activities. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It's free. Wii Sports, daily, noon to 5, free. Walking on Three Knots Trail, that's daily. If the time is open, that's free. Regulation Horseshoes, daily, 9 to 4 p.m., free. Yoga for Everyone, Mondays and Fridays. Mondays it's at 9:30 a.m. and Fridays at 8 a.m. There's a fee for that. Total Body Strength, Mondays and Thursdays, 3:30 to 4:30, there's a fee. Zumba on Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m., there's a fee for that. Arthritis Foundation Exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 45 a.m., that is free. Enhanced Fitness, Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's at 9 o'clock. On Saturdays, it's 10 a.m. You will need a fitness card for that. Indoor Bowling, Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30, free. Line Dancing, Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30, free. And the Yes Cycling Program, you have to call for an appointment, but it's free. And to call for an appointment, call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Following are ongoing education classes. These are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. Computer tutoring on a daily basis, but you have to call for an appointment. The cost is $5. Coin Appraisals by John Hankla, the first Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. That's free. Book Discussion by Kathy Mather, the second Wednesday of the month. That's 10 a.m. That's free. Nutrition Education, Donna Taggart. It's the second Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock a.m., and that is free. At the Law for Senior Activity Center, their current events, the instructor is Dave Spohr. That's on Mondays, 10 a.m. The cost is, there's no cost. Health Watch, the instructor varies. It's from 9 a.m. until noon. There is no scheduled days for that, but it's free. Nutrition Education, the third Wednesday of the month at 10:45 a.m., that's free. Scripture Study, the instructor is Solomon Olamis on Fridays, March the 8th and the 22nd and April the 5th and the 19th. That's 10 a.m. That's free. Fun with e-readers. That's Linda Graham, the instructor. It's from 9 to 10 a.m. And that's free. Computer tutoring. There's a volunteers instructor for that. You would have to call for an appointment. The following are available at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Again, computer tutoring. The instructors are volunteers. You would have to call for an appointment, but the fee is $5. Nutrition Education, Donna Taggart, on the first Wednesday of the month, 10:45 a.m. That's free. Lyme Disease Support and Discussion Group. The instructor is Marie Noel Lachera. It's quarterly. The next one is Thursday, April the 11th at 1 p.m. It's free. Diabetes Support Group, Ren Williams, is quarterly. You must call for a date, and that number is 301-475-4002-1001. That's 11 a.m., and that is free. Book Chatter, instructor, Joyce Summers, fourth Thursday of the month, 11 a.m. That is free. Senior Matters, instructor is Elizabeth Holdsworth, the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 10:45 a.m. That is free. The Department of Aging is also interested in getting more volunteers to read the newsletter. The newsletter is available on the Department of Aging website, and if you would like to volunteer for this to read, call 301-475-4200 extension 1073 for more information about the audio availability of the newsletter. And again, additional volunteers, readers that are proficient in other language are particularly welcome. The time commitment for reading is approximately 2 hours on a bi-monthly basis. Also, you can sign up to receive an online issue of New Beginnings. And you would go to www.co.saint-marys.maryland.us/citizens/signup.ast. This link will also allow you to sign up for media releases and emergency alerts. The newsletter can also be viewed on the Department of Aging website at that www.co.saint-marys.maryland.us/aging. If you choose to receive the newsletter by email or view online rather than mailing, please contact Jennifer Hunt, Community Programs and Outreach Manager, at 301-475-4200 extension 1073.